Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Just 2 weeks left in the season. Let's preview next week on Fantasy Baseball Today Express. Welcome into FBT Express on Friday, September 12th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. And we are previewing week 26, the second to last week in the season. First up, we have the schedule. 18 teams with 6 games, 12 teams with 7 games. The Braves, Orioles, Cubs, Reds, Guardians, Dodgers, Twins, Yankees, Giants, Rays, Blue Jays, and Nationals. What about the Rockies? They have 6 games at home in Coors Field. 3 against the Marlins, and 3 against the Angels. Start or sit these 2-star pitchers for next week. And up first, Jack Leiter at the Astros and home against the Marlins.
Yeah, I think this is probably a yes. Those are pretty good matchups. Leiter had a nice 3-start stretch where he was making some choices with pitch selection that I think were going better for him. And then his most recent start didn't go as well. But I think he's trending up, and those are two good enough matchups that I'd lean towards starting Jack Leiter.
Zach Gallen is home against the Giants and Phillies.
He's been pretty reliable lately. The Giants matchup is decent. The Phillies matchup, not so much. But he's been getting quality starts with enough regularity that I think at least in points leagues, you could use Zach Gallen.
Next up, Jack Flaherty, home against the Guardians and Braves.
Yeah, it's obviously risky. The ERA is what it is at this point, pretty ugly. But the Guardians is one of the most favorable matchups for a pitcher. The Braves have really cooled off. They had a hot August, but offensively they've cooled off in recent weeks, so they're looking like a good matchup for pitchers again. And even though the ERA is high for Flaherty, 3 of his last 5 starts have been great. The other 2, not so much, but 3 of the last 5 have been great. In points leagues, I think you can withstand those bad starts a little easier, so I'd be fine using Flaherty there.
What about the mustacheless Spencer Strider at the Nationals at the Tigers?
I think it's just a points league situation. He did show some signs of improvement in his most recent start, sans mustache. But it's not like he was retro Strider. How could he be without the mustache? And so there's a lot of risk here. Maybe in points league, but I do prefer both Flaherty and Gallen to Strider, even in that format.
I guess that second matchup would be Flaherty against Strider. And man, they are the Spider-Man meme. They have felt like the same guy for a while now. So that would be a fun matchup. Jose Berríos at the Rays and at the Royals.
Looked better recently. And the Royals matchup especially is a good one. So you could do it in a points league.
Yuri Perez at the Rockies and at the Rangers.
I don't like that start at Coors Field for a guy who's struggled as much as Perez has. I think it's a pass.
Jose Quintana home against the Angels and at the Cardinals.
I'm fine with that in a points league. Those are pretty good matchups. Angels, most strikeout pro team. Cardinals in the bottom half of the league in runs scored. I think Quintana should be fine.
Jason Alexander in a make or break week for the Astros gets the Rangers and the Mariners.
Yeah, we'll see if he comes through in the clutch. I don't have much faith in the pitcher at all, but he has been churning out decent starts. I think if you're really wanting to maximize volume in a points league, you could justify this.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll get into the sleeper pitchers right after this.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back in, FBT Express. Scott, who are the two-star pitchers that you're looking to add and stream for next week?
So Kyle Bradish amazingly still qualifies for this, even with me lowering the roster threshold for this. I don't know why people have been so slow to buy into him, as good as he was prior to Tommy John. And frankly, his three starts since returning have been exactly what we hope to see. First matchup is against the White Sox, second against the Yankees, not as good, but I don't even really care what the matchups are. Bradish with two starts is a must. I also have here Jeffrey Springs at Boston is not a good matchup, but at Pittsburgh is a great matchup. In points leagues, I think I like him even more than Jack Flaherty and Zach Gallen. Connolly early. The Red Sox have been non-committal about when he's going to start next, but I don't see what choice they have other than to start him Tuesday, lining him up for two starts. The matchups could be better, but he looked great in his first outing. Probably just a points league play. Zach Littell, also just a points league play at St. Louis and versus the Cubs, which don't sound like good matchups, but Cardinals in the bottom half and runs scored, and Cubs have actually been sinking like a rock. So I think they make for a favorable matchup right now. Littell's been a quality start machine. Ian Seymour, don't like the matchups, Blue Jays and Red Sox, but good peripherals guy, probably short outings, leave him for points leagues. Jameson Taillon at Pittsburgh, at Cincinnati, like that first matchup especially, and he works deep enough into games to matter. And then finally, Joey Cantillo at Detroit and at Minnesota. He's been reliable lately. The Minnesota Twins are not in a good spot offensively.
What about the one-star streamers? You have three names here.
Luis Morales at Pittsburgh, a matchup so good that I think we look past his stumble last time out. Parker Messick at the Twins. Again, the Twins not so good offensively these days, and when a left-hander goes against him, it neutralizes some of their more interesting hitters. And then finally, Tyler Wells came through in a big way against the Pirates last time out. His matchup in week 26 at the White Sox, not as good, but good enough to roll the dice on a flyball pitcher like Wells.
The best hitter matchups for next week, we have the Reds, Braves, Rockies, Marlins, and D-backs. The worst hitter matchups, Astros, Royals, Dodgers, Cubs, and Cardinals. Who are your sleeper hitters for week 26?
Need a Red to take advantage of those favorable hitter matchups. Austin Hayes seems like the obvious choice. He's available more than half of CBS sports leagues. Giancarlo Stanton has cooled off quite a bit, but the playing time is clear again now that Aaron Judge is playing the outfield again. And the Yankees just missed being in the most favorable hitter matchups. I think for the power upside, you go with Stanton. Braves, as you mentioned, have the second best hitter matchups. And Drake Baldwin is probably going to be as close as a catcher gets to being an everyday player moving forward with Sean Murphy sidelines. So he seems like a good play, Drake Baldwin. Rockies with a full week of home games. I think that's a good time to start Brent Doyle. He's been good in the second half anyway. And also Ezekiel Tovar, who's batting nearly 360 at home. Got to give him a look. The Guardians don't have the most favorable matchups, but they have seven games, just one against the left-hander. So I think you can stick with a hot hand like Kyle Manzardo. Jake Berger's been hot lately too, hitting home runs as Jake Berger would have to do to be hot. And the Rangers have favorable hitter matchups. So do the Tigers. Three left-handers on the schedule. Wenciel Perez is batting about 330 against lefties, so not a bad time to use him. Andrew Vaughn, picked things up again. I don't believe Rhys Hoskins has started for him yet, so that seems like a non-issue. I think Vaughn's still worth using. And finally, the Marlins, being one of two teams to visit Coors Field this week, got to pick somebody from their lineup. Otto Lopez seems like the right choice with the way he's been performing recently.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to our full-length podcast, Fantasy Baseball Today, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today Express, and we will be back again next week. Bye-bye.
Paramount Podcasts.